at least we have a good beginning for a body of thought and therefore of legally answering these problems about artificial insemination. The first mentions of the discussions of the problem in one way or another are already in the Talmud, which means roughly say 18 centuries ago. So there is a body of thought and it is developed with the time. So we have some kind of a basic notion about artificial insemination. And even though the legal parts of it are still discussed, but we have there is no theological problem involved, but there are many legal problems involved about how we define parenthood in this situation, and how we define the legal rights of the parents. Basically, I would say again, because the matter is so new that it is still a matter of contemporary discussion and dispute. So there is no consensus about dealing with this particular problem, but basically, I would say that the legal understanding in the Talmudic thinking is that basically the legal status will be defined by that of the mother, and the fatherhood in such a case will be practically completely ignored, which is, it is a legal stand which is also practical speaking and legally speaking makes it perhaps the easiest to handle in the social context. Not only because of the way it is done, but for so many other things. We have, strangely enough, even a discussion about transplanting a fetus from one womb into another. As far-fetched as something like this may have seen, say, when the question has been dealt with again, something like 19 to 20 centuries ago.